Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. I'm pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get to this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. In addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now on Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. That's ICBWPodcast.com. And also be on the lookout for our new merchandise store coming later this quarter. We appreciate your support in advance. We'd appreciate it if you bought about 30 to 40 of them joints when you see them. We appreciate it. Now, without further delay, let's get this thing rolling. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur in all things cultural. He's my partner in podcast crime. Reg, what is the deal, player?
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, cuz. What's happening?
Man, hey, look. World gone mad, man. World is literally gone mad in this motherfucker, man.
Yeah, what else is new?
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, man. Today may be the day. Because, you know, for all our listeners out there, man, especially for the new ones, we have this thing called the nigga jar. Because I do believe that black folks should stop using the word nigga. Red says, you know, nigga like 100 times a minute.
No, sir. That's why we created the nigga jar for you. Because
for me,
you
right?
Say
you created it for me. Created it for me. But what I'm telling you today, brother, is that, you know, I already donated my proceeds from the 2018 nigga jar to a local charity. I don't Instagram, Facebook, or do any shit like that when it comes to charity, because I believe that if you're really doing charitable works, you just do that shit in private and be done with it.
Just
so
do
it's already
it.
Done. Yeah. Already done. I was pretty good last year, man. I only had like $90 worth of transgressions in 6 months. So that was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So, but today.
Well, how much per?
It's $10. It's $10 per transgression.
10. Okay, so
it's
you 10. Only had 9?
Yeah, it's 10. It's 10.
We might have to dig up some of the episodes, make
well,
sure.
Well, today, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to break all kind of records. I'm already prepared.
Okay.
I'm already prepared because I may break.
Get your checkbook ready. Then.
It's going to be on today, bro, because we're going to be talking about some of the issues surrounding this R. Kelly shit, the documentary Surviving R. Kelly or whatever. We're not going to talk about this motherfucker specifically, because if you didn't know what type of animal this motherfucker was from the beginning, now you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, people that are our age, we already knew this shit. You know, it wasn't even a question. The documentary itself definitely shed light on some of the individual experiences that these ladies went through and kind of described the depth of which this motherfucker was a control freak, a pedophile, you know, rapist, abuser. You know, whatever you want to throw up on the wall to have a stick. I mean, that's what this nigga was. Damn, that's right. That's a wasted one right there.
Well, you already told us it was
okay,
going to be.
So that's, yeah. That's one. That's yeah, one.
That's one.
So, you know, so we're not going to rehash that shit because that's not necessarily the most important part. You know, to me, the bigger issue is our response as a community to the things that we actually heard. And let me tell you, bruh, when I put some shit on my Facebook page in regards to my my disappointment in black men in particular about their responses to R. Kelly, niggas came out the woodworks, man.
Saying what?
Defending this motherfucker, man. I mean, basically saying that, I mean, from victim blaming and victim shaming, you know, stating that it's the women's fault, the girls' fault, because they were all just trying to get with a dude that has some money and some notoriety and some fame, trying to be famous.
But wouldn't that be a part of the same conversation to have in a, within a community? Because, you know, it's like where you grew up or whatever your environment is, maybe that those particular persons on your, you know, your DM, maybe that's what they experience, depending on how, you know, sometimes niggas, they just throw out stuff just to, you know what I'm saying, just to start some mess. But maybe if they wanted to have a constructive conversation around it, maybe that's their viewpoint.
But this is the thing, though, man. Whenever you start with your viewpoint being that, you're not looking for anything constructive. You're trying to label black women right off the gut. I mean, right out the gut. I mean, you're saying that these women deserved exactly what they got because perhaps they made a bad choice, or perhaps they made they lacked judgment in a certain situation. You know, just because you lack judgment in a certain situation, just because you make a bad decision, does not mean that you have to be or have to accept being a victim of a crime. You know, and I think that what's disappointing to me is that these motherfuckers actually think that this shit is okay. And it's like, yeah, okay, so the woman wanted some money. So a woman wanted some money. Let's just take a woman. Let's not even go with the underage thing. Let's just go with a woman. Because there were a couple women on the documentary that were actually of age when they got involved with his ad. So let's just say all things being equal and they're trying to come up. They're trying to come up.
Right.
Okay. You know, they're dating this guy. He's a superstar. You know, it was one chick on there that I think she was used to be a radio DJ, quit her job and all this other shit. So she was clearly trying to get on the come up. Okay. So even with that being said, does that mean that you should be made to go piss in a bucket in a corner? Does that mean that you should be locked in a room without food? Does that mean that you should be, you know, smacked because, you know, you say something that is not to someone else's liking? Does that mean that you should be forced into having sex with, you know, other women when you don't want to?
Of course not.
Okay, that's
yeah. I mean, it doesn't justify his behavior.
Right.
I don't think anyone really condones his behavior, or but they shouldn't.
But what I'm saying, though, is they do. They do. They condone
but,
it.
But what I'm saying
based
is
on the fact that they think very little of the women that were actually involved with him. It's not even about that motherfucker. It's not even about him. It's about our attitudes, our collective attitudes towards our black women and our young girls. That's where the shit is coming from. And that's what really freaks me the fuck out. I'm thinking, like, you know, you niggas are real niggas. And I'm talking about
hard. You just said nigga twice, too.
And I'm talking about hard. And I meant to say nigger.
With the ER in it.
The hard ER. Because you are ass backwards. You are brainwashed. You are enslaved mentally.
We all suffer.
Because
something.
Yeah, I mean, we all suffer from something, you know, but what I'm saying is that you a real nigger because you don't even have the wherewithal. Your first instinct is not to protect your black
women. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's not even your first instinct. Your first instinct is to say, oh, these are fast-tailed little girls. I had one of my boys. Dude, I'm talking about my boy since I was 15, and you know how old I am, I'm damn near 50, talking about fast tail little girls. The fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the responsibility doesn't rely on, I don't give a fuck how fast a little girl is. The responsibility does not lie on that particular young girl. The responsibility lies within
the adult.
Within the adult.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't tell you how many motherfuckers I done cut off because of this shit right here.
Here's the thing, though. I think, again, it's an open discussion. And so once you cutting people off, I don't think is the answer, because then you probably can't get through to them enough to where, say, you know what, brother, I didn't look at it from that angle.
Well, man, this
because it comes down to somebody's experience.
This is a dude with a wife and two daughters, bro. You know, I'm saying if you don't get it now, I can't raise grown ass men, and this is somebody that I actually, you know, based on his successes in life, actually looked up to, and I'm thinking like, this shit totally fucks with my brain because it's like, you're not what I thought you were.
Okay.
When you automatically go to that particular perspective, if you are not innately pissed, if you're not enraged from the core of your soul as a black man behind this shit right here, you suspect to me.
And here's the thing.
You real suspect.
Here's the thing about black folks getting really up in arms on this. We've known about this since 95, right? I mean, he's been through countless interviews. Ed Gordon, Tavis Smalley, Turay.
Yeah.
We know the shit's been going on. He's on cruises. He's on, you know, concert tours. We still support him. They still at the concerts.
And the motherfucker's getting his money.
Here come Lifetime.
About, I mean, he's getting his money.
Lifetime
that's
comes
what
out
baffles me.
At a very opportune time where all these pedophiles and sexual promiscuity is out in Hollywood and what have you. Harvey Weinstein just got a case dropped. Ain't nobody saying shit about that. The list goes on. This cat Ed Buck, a big Democratic, rich,
I just
wealthy
heard about
guy.
That's just some weird shit right there, bro. That's some weird shit.
A second brother in 18 months found dead in his apartment that he's been drugging. I mean, it's the whole, you know, the environment of the sexual degeneracy is in misconduct is beyond. I mean, like R. Kelly. We don't want to, you know, put him under a rug, but let's deal with him under code. Let's just say, okay, black folks, we've known this shit for decades now.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying, because, you know, we talked about, and again, like I said, you have, you know, kind of instilled with me over our conversations in regards to this code, you know, and it's like, we're in the position that we are right now because white people act on code.
That's right.
They got it for better, for worse, for richer, for poor. They got this white supremacy shit down to code.
It's like, we gonna shut up.
Right.
And they may be unjust. And I'm not, you know, saying I'm not promoting to be unjust or have some type of false, you know, truths in what we do. But what I'm saying is we have to have a certain code and how we gonna handle shit within our own house.
And that's my point. And that's why I'm so disappointed, because this isn't about, and let me tell you one of the things that really, 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 really pisses me off. Really pisses me off, bro. When motherfuckers talk about, they not talking about all these white people doing all this other shit, this, that, and the third. I had a motherfucker on Facebook talking about why aren't we mentioning all the white people getting away with all this shit? Why are they, you know, trying to bring a brother down, this, that, and the third? Man, if there was a button to online slap a motherfucker, I would have pushed that button.
Because he said that?
Because he said that. And let me tell you why.
Please.
Because it doesn't matter what white people do. I've said on this show at least 5 times, we shouldn't give a fuck about white people, because white people don't give a fuck about us. Number 2, if we're talking about doing things to code, what's the code when it comes to dealing with problems in-house? You're supposed to handle that shit in-house. It doesn't matter what Harvey Weinstein is going through. It doesn't matter what Kevin Spacey is doing. It doesn't matter what Louis C.K. was that the motherfucker's name, the comedian?
Right.
It just doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter what white people are getting away with. And if you want to talk about the culture, black culture, you cannot speak without talking about the way that black men have purposely tried to uphold the patriarchal system that has been passed down to them by their masters, without regard to the protection and the upliftment of black women. You can't talk about this shit without mentioning the fact that there are niggas, niggers, out there that readily disrespect black women, don't protect black women, don't protect young black girls. You can't have this fake ass outrage when niggas are talking about, oh, white people are doing this, and white people are doing this, and white people are doing, you know what, fuck you and white people. Because it doesn't fucking matter. How are we going to handle this nigga right here in our own community? Is the nigga canceled or is he not canceled?
Well, I think
you understand what I'm saying?
I agree with that part.
Fuck,
but I think it should be reversed.
I don't
want to
hear about fucking Harvey Weinstein. These are young black women getting taken advantage of. I'm sick of hearing about these motherfucking white people. I'm sick of that shit.
But you have to. All right. I agree with the latter part of what you said. I think we have to take care of house first and deal with our issues firstly.
But these
and
niggas
then,
are sick. They're sick and deranged because these motherfuckers are out here. If the first thing that you mention is the reason why, or you start to question what is the reason behind a black man getting put on blast as opposed to a white man getting put on blast, you, sir, are a nigga.
What's your...
Because your first inclination should be like, why weren't those black women, black girls protected? Especially the underage girls. Why weren't they protected? Now, if it's a parental issue, you address that as such. If it's some other issues, you address that as such. But if your first inclination is to automatically start to, you know, wonder why, what's the comparison between what's happening to the white guys versus the black guys, you a sick motherfucker. You a nigga to me. And I'm gonna tell you, man, somebody that I really respect or used to respect in academia put some bullshit online talking about, do you think that Lifetime would have made this shit if it was a white guy or a gay guy? That shit doesn't make any fucking difference to me. Because at the end of the day, this particular documentary is about the exposing of the wrongs, women dealing with the shit that they've been through. This shit is therapy. Therapy that we do not get. Therapy that we have needed for 400 and something fucking years.
But why the timing of R. Kelly
on Lifetime?
It
doesn't make a fucking difference. It does not make a fucking difference.
You gotta see who's putting it out.
It doesn't make a fucking difference.
That's what I said earlier.
It does not.
We've known this
difference.
Black folks stop acting all crazy. We know this shit. We know about other. Saying, we know about.
So you can go down the list.
We can talk about Chris Brown.
So what if the timing is opportunistic? Why? Okay.
Okay. Usually there's some type of cover up.
Cover up from who?
Distractions, brother.
Distractions from what?
From white folks doing things on the left. A black folks look right. Look right. Go ahead and act the fool. We told you about R. Kelly. We've known since 95, but hey, go ahead, act the fool. Y'all go ahead and say some stuff. We're going to go over here and let Harvey Weinstein get off of another count of sexual misconduct, by the way,
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. When you're trying to build... Let me ask you this.
You always keep your enemies near, brother. You can't discard your enemy.
When Jewish people set out to start building their community, Weinstein, when they started to build their community, when Asians decided that they wanted to own everything in the hood, when when the Middle Eastern folks decided they wanted to, you know, own a majority of the gas stations in the hood and hotels in the peripheral areas of your town. Did they consult with black motherfuckers?
They don't have to.
They don't have to because
they own the shit.
That's my point. That's my point. So at some point,
I don't see
you got to stop worrying about what the fuck these white people are doing. You got to handle your shit internally. You got to handle your shit internally, and you have to deal with motherfuckers that are off code.
Dude, you do not take your eye off of your enemy.
Whether it's through a Lifetime movie, through an Instagram post, through a Facebook Live, whatever the case may be. The issues that we have in regards to a community, as a community, as opposed to the other communities that are out there running fucking laps around us, it has absolutely nothing to do with Harvey Weinstein. It has everything to do with our inability to get our shit together collectively.
And I agree, you do that first.
And if this particular expose, as was presented on TV, is part of us getting our shit together, there is no wrong in that. Fuck these other motherfuckers. That's what I've been trying to say from day fucking one. Fuck these white people. I've been singing that shit from the jump, dude.
But see, you can say
I'm not worried about Harvey Weinstein.
No, listen. You can say fuck him from an emotional standpoint, but never say fuck your enemy from a strategy standpoint.
What's the strategy in being worried about what white dudes are getting away with by law? What's the strategy?
Okay, if you playing a sport, you want to know. You want to know your strategy.
That's not what the fuck I'm asking.
No, listen. The strategy of your opponent. You always keep the strategy of your opponent right there in front of you.
That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking you is that when it comes to R. Kelly, and when it comes to Harvey Weinstein, what is strategically advantageous to me worrying about what this other motherfucker is doing based on ridding another motherfucker out of our community?
I'm saying you can do both.
What is the strategy behind it? Why should I worry about, if I'm truly worried about the black women
it's
and the black girls?
It's called justice. That's what it's called.
If I'm worried about the black women and the black girls in my community, why the fuck am I worried about white people?
Listen.
Because white people are not worried about the black women and black girls in our community.
I've said it twice. Black first, but then you also are fighting injustice. So what... You can't deal with what's in front of you, which is a system of injustice. So you, every time your feet hits the ground from your bed every morning, we should be thinking, how do I dismantle this damn system of racism? That should be somewhere lingering in our head. I don't say that comes first over black, protecting black women. I said three times, black first. Then once you deal with black first, then you say, well, okay, now what else? What's on tap for today for dismantling white supremacy? So you can't separate the two. It's always going to be there. When it masters you, when it controls and dominates everything that you do in society, in all personal areas of activity, you have to at least deal with it. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck that. Because...
You don't have to worry.
What I'm telling you is this, man. Plain and simple. Niggas sound real stupid. Real stupid. When you got two motherfucking criminals, okay? When you're really trying to nation build, when you're really, really, really trying to nation build, you already know that you're living in a system that is stacked against you. If you don't have anything else, you should try to build a virtuous nation. That's what I'm talking about. And when I say virtuous, I don't mean without crime. I don't mean without indiscretion. I don't mean without problems. What I'm saying is that when you wake up in the morning and if you're faced with a situation that has you choose between the value of black women and black girls versus the punishment of a Jewish dude, and you worried about what's going on with the Jewish dude about his case getting dropped, besides worrying about the women that are trying to heal from what this other black motherfucker has done to them, that shit is ass fucking backwards to me. That shit does not make any sense.
I agree. I'm talking about the order. All I'm talking about is the order. I agree with that. When you talk about
your feet hitting the floor. When your feet hit the floor every morning, you should be resolute in your efforts to try to protect black women and black girls. But see, as a black man,
I agree. But see, check this out. I think that should be innately.
But it's innate. Not. That's what I'm talking about.
So it's like that should be a part of your culture.
That's what I'm talking about with this particular issue. The fact that there were so many motherfuckers out there, niggers, that are talking about fast tail little girls.
You're gonna be paying about, like $300.
I don't give a fuck. But you're talking about fast tail little girls. Are you talking about women trying to come up, or women that are wanting fame, or women that were trying to fuck with him just because he was, you know, just because he was famous, and or whatever the case may be. None of that shit, even if it's true, none of that shit puts you in line to be righteously abused and raped and all this other shit. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right. But I agree. But I think that Some people don't.
Let me interject this real quick, because I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. But let me interject this shit quick, because I do agree with you in some sense. There should be equal justice. But at some point, you have to understand that the way that we deal with in-house business is more important than the way that the United States federal court system deals with these the other way around. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
It's like, you know, there has to be a priority.
Right.
There has to be a priority. So
it's, that's why it's, I like, said black first.
So I'm saying it has to be a priority.
I said that.
And that's what I'm saying, that the priority for these niggers is trying to get away with the same shit that white people are getting away with. I am not saying that white people don't get away with shit. That's not what I'm saying. The justice system over the past, shit, you ain't even got to go back a century. You can go back fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we know this shit. This is not fucking rocket science. We already know that the scales of justice are not tipped in our favor. That shit is common fucking knowledge.
Right.
I'm not even disputing that. But what I'm saying is that when you are faced with a situation within your own community, the last thing that you want to do is to try to make a comparison to something that's outside of your community. Well, this Harvey Weinstein got so much money, he can buy 100 R. Kellys and buy them and sell them like fucking six pack.
But the
money just doesn't even match up.
I agree with that. But listen, that is part of what discussion looks like. When we say we need to deal with things in our own community first, we should protect our women and everything that involves black unity and togetherness and having a healthy mental, you know, being mentally healthy and stable. Unfortunately, it comes with the price of blood, sweat, and tears, of having hard discussions, of talking with someone who actually disagrees with how you are and say, wow, you know what, brother, I disagree with you, and actually having some type of dialogue and opening the dialogue. I'm not a psychologist, but I would think,
right,
that
I ain't a psychologist either.
But to dismiss and say, fuck them, they don't exist to me or whatever, so quickly, that's how that brother may. I don't know who these brothers are. I know you mentioned earlier about the guy that you grew up with. You know him, and that was sort of a surprise. That's different. But like somebody on Facebook or other social media, and you may not know who they are. That's the whole thing. Hey, we all brothers and sisters in the struggle. We all have some type of mental issues that we've never gotten over, historically going back, you know, through our bloodline, if you will, due to things that have happened to us. We fucked up on a lot of issues. So this brother, he may have said something like, man, I totally disagree, but maybe if I open up dialogue, you know, who knows? Who knows? All it takes is, it may take someone to say, hey, brother, you know what? I get your point. What you're saying.
This is the point.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna give you the point.
I'm just saying it's tough.
I'm gonna read this shit verbatim. And, you know, this motherfucker said, he did happen to say R. Kelly is wrong on all levels. But then he goes in caps, but where are the white men in trouble in the media? But let's keep it real. A lot of these women go after men with money and fame to sleep with them. I was a drug dealer 25 years ago, and a lot, and I mean a lot of women come around me and wanted and had sex with me, wanted to and had sex with me just because they wanted a man with money and power. Let's have an honest debate. Now, my response was this, verbatim. There's no debate. A grown man was breaking the law. If you want to debate black culture and the roots of destructive behavior, let's be sure to acknowledge the fact that black men have tried their best to uphold the patriarchal behaviors of their former masters without regard to the safety of black women, all for the sake of getting away with the same shit white men seemingly get by doing. That's my point. When a motherfucker comes up to you, a nigger, because you are a nigger if you think this shit, where are the white men in trouble with the Me Too? Obviously, this motherfucker lives up under a rock and doesn't know about the Me Too movement. Because there's plenty of white dudes that have been in trouble with the media, per se. But if your first inclination But your first inclination.
Why name call if that's his testimony?
What I'm telling you, though, if your first
kind of lifestyle he led.
If your first inclination is to think about why is he getting punished and why the white men not getting punished in the same way?
That's a valid question. That's a valid question to anyone. We're all prisoners in this system. We're all prisoners in this system of racism. Let me finish. Hold on. We're all prisoners. So what one man goes through, black man, on wherever he lives versus me versus you, we all have different ways that we grew up at being black in America.
True.
And so he just told you he used to sling.
And he used to poison the community. Congratulations, motherfucker. You are a double nick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, but that's his life. Now we judging. You can't judge.
I ain't judging. I'm just saying.
But you quit. I'm just saying you quit to call him.
Yeah, you know what, man? I am judging. I'm just like,
it ain't right.
You couldn't.
You ain't supposed. We ain't supposed to judge. Dude. Look, we supposed to say, look, your response was cool. Your response to him. The thing about Cole, another thing about staying on Cole is you stay on Cole with how you respond.
And I
to
stayed
things
on Cole.
And
I stayed on Cole. Try, until
this very moment. But now you're calling name calling.
It's a difference because I didn't. The difference is on Facebook, his name is out there. I'm not putting his name out there right now.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm not.
But still, the energy is the same. So
my energy was the energy that I'm on right now when I wrote that shit. But I respected him enough not to tell him how much of a nigga he is.
Yeah, I mean,
you understand what I'm saying? Because it's not productive. And so this is a podcast where we get our shit out. This is for us.
I got you.
So I'm putting the shit out there how I feel about the shit right now.
I got you. I responded to a text. To Instagram about something about LGBT. And my response was about being a strong heterosexual black man. And I had a dude respond calling me sweet. Like, he was like, oh, your picture looks sweet, and how can you say this and that? So I figured that maybe he was gay. And I, yeah, hey, that's your lifestyle.
You are a pretty motherfucker. You're a pretty motherfucker. So that's probably what he was thinking.
Man, fuck you. So I was like, dude, you know, I stuck to code to my response. Now, I was like, taken back, like, why are you calling me sweet? I actually said, man, we don't have to do name calling. I was like, hey, man, I just... you know, in my responses, I just choose to be heterosexually, strong in my comments. Right. And that's what it was. And then he had something else smart to say. I said, hey, man, peace, brother. I'm naturally me. Peace, brother. Use that energy to fight racism today. You know, like I said, something very solid and sort of conclusive. Right. And he was like, you know, peace, whatever.
Right.
And so... like,
what's your point?
In other
words,
I'm saying is part of code is your responses to people should be also very consistent. I'm not saying that yours aren't to different responders or, you know, different messages that you get, but I'm saying that part of code, this is just a blank statement. Part of code is being consistent with what you say without having so much emotion in it to where you, because sometimes people can read responses back, Facebook and what have you, and say, damn, this nigga, he's probably over there livid. He's pulling his hair out over there. What's going on? I'm just saying,
down there, man. Like I said,
calm the emotions and say, look,
okay,
look, dude, we need to be, your energy should be first against protecting our black women. Again, I respect and I like your response, but I'm just saying, that's just my word right now. Well, I mean, that's just
Facebook,
my word.
Facebook fresh is different from podcast fresh.
Okay.
I mean, this is it's two totally different things. So, you know, what I'm saying is this, man. If your first inclination isn't, man, we need to do more to protect our women, that's a problem. And that shit is always going to be a motherfucking problem to me. If your first inclination is to talk about white people, or if your first inclination is to talk about the way that people receive their justice, their karma, their outing, or whatever the case may be, and you're not concerned about our young queens and our young princesses, if that's not your first thing that you think about, you're a fucking clown to me. I mean, that's just as real as I can make it, man. And that's my whole point. I don't, because there is a debate to be had, but it involves things that don't necessarily have to do with the actual fucking crime itself. If you want to have a debate, let's just take this dude's comment talking about him, you know, used to slang, used to do this, that, and the third. No judgment. I know a lot of hustlers. It ain't even a fucking exclusive club. Okay. Right. No real judgment. I mean, but I'm judging at the same time, you know. There is a debate to be had, but it's not in that particular realm. It's not in the realm of this R. Kelly shit. The debate is whether or not the environment fosters the young mind and the young heart to make choices that put you in detrimental positions. You see what I'm saying? You got to take it back. You got to take it back to that particular person's line, their bloodline, their home life. That's the debate. It's not about what choices are made on the surface. That's not the debate.
Yeah.
Because again, like I said before, you making the choice doesn't subjugate you to be treated like a sex slave. That shit is ass backwards. Any motherfucker that is thinking that shit is a brainwashed slave and does not deserve to breathe the same fucking air that I breathe.
You know.
Because those are, so let me finish.
Yeah.
Because when you are faced with environmental circumstances and you don't get the proper love, you don't get the proper care, you don't get the proper guidance, that may manifest itself into you making incorrect choices or putting certain value on things that don't necessarily deserve value, meaning fame, notoriety, money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So if you want to really have a solid debate about this shit, it's about where you coming from. How do we fix that? Because that's how you build a nation. How do you fix that home? How do you fix that family life? How do you fix that family structure?
Yeah.
That's the fucking debate. It's not about whether or not you slang drugs and somebody wanted you because they wanted money. What made them think that? What made them think that shit was cool? It was the environment that either was created at home, or it was the environment that was created in the social circle that person grew up in. Those are the problems that we need to rectify, because those particular situations actually manifest themselves in the choices that put you in front of an R. Kelly.
Of course, yeah.
That's the fucking debate.
Yeah.
It's not a debate about what white men are getting away with. It's about how the fuck can we fix us?
But see,
can we do to fix us?
We've been trying to do that for forever.
But we can't stop. You can't. I mean, yeah, we've been trying to do this shit forever.
That's why I said earlier.
We always trying. We supposed to stop.
What I'm saying is,
we supposed to stop and put our focus on what the white men is getting away with.
We never stop. So what I'm saying is, we can talk circles around that. What made me think about what you said, it made me think about one of our, I think, third episode or something. We were talking about hip hop and the industry that is created out of hip hop and some of the ups and downs of that culture. And we have to address, we need to just do a complete inventory then, if we're talking about just culture. Bro,
that's why we made the episode to begin with, bro. That's why we made the episode to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what's going in our children's ears?
What's going in the ears? What's going on
the TV? What's on the tube? and who controls
that. So what's the most important part of what's the most important part of the code? Is it the fact that we create an environment that is that's conducive for the breeding of either an animal like R. Kelly or victim? You see what I'm saying? I mean, what's most important? Is it that, or is it the fact that white men are getting or seemingly are getting away with other shit? Because a lot of motherfuckers are out here talking about, oh, they're not talking about the Catholic priest. They're not talking about this and the third. But that's, dude, there is somebody even posted a list of documentaries and shit that are already out there on the Catholic priest shit. And that are on the Harvey Weinstein shit. This shit is out there. Motherfuckers are just lazy and they don't want to research the shit. They're too busy caught up in the fucking news cycle, the CNN, the Fox News, and I don't trust a whole bunch of motherfuckers that live on Instagram and think that the motherfucking Shade Room is Channel 9 News. Hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think about this shit, dude. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers think the Shade Room is law. The fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all some stupid motherfuckers to really, if that's your news source, you are a stupid motherfucker. And it's not that the motherfucking Shade Room ain't entertaining. I'm not trying to throw shade on Shade Room.
Well, you just call them stupid motherfuckers.
I'm just saying, if that's your primary news source, you are a stupid motherfucker. If you don't do the research enough to figure out what's really out there.
What it becomes.
That's all I'm saying.
People who have those questions and have those concerns about, well, what about those white counterparts? What makes that a valid argument? I'm not saying the first argument or a priority over us. I'm saying what keeps that argument going is that slowly becomes you're criminalizing black folks more so than not. So we become the face, the black man. We already know about the toxic masculinity out here. We become the poster child for now. We're sexual predators more so.
Hey, but let me tell you though.
Well, black men, don't fuck with them. They'll rape you. They're pedophiles. They're gonna drug you.
Nah.
What else? They got Michael.
You even talked about this shit.
I just posted a thing the other day about Michael Jackson. They got a thing. He's been dead 10 years, but they got a documentary coming out on him. Okay, but nothing's ever. It was just allegations and nothing that he's been.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's your point?
Where do you stop?
What's your point?
I'm telling you, what's our responsibility in stopping to be, hey, we're not the sexual. This shit didn't come from us. Okay, first of all, white folks, we didn't create it. So okay, so
they got the market.
So don't put my face.
And I said it, yeah. White people got the market cornered on perversion. Y'all don't motherfuckers create.
Don't and that's documented fact. But don't put us as the poster child for the face of sexual misconduct. That's not how it is. And they will chip away and use certain. I'm not saying again. It's not covering up for people's. Bad behaviors and inexcusable behaviors and lifestyle, but it's saying, okay, whoa, don't make us look like the villain. The villain, let's share in this. If they gonna go to jail, come on, everybody else. And that's the wrong mentality, man.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and there is a...
So don't incriminate anybody else. Just black folks.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. Because as I said 25-30 minutes ago, we're living in a system where the scales of justice aren't balanced. We're also living in a system where we don't own the media. We're also living in a system that that criminalizes us and locks us up at a rate that is astronomically higher.
It doesn't mean we have to accept that, though.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And this, I'm getting to that point. We all know what the obstacles are. We all know what the system has done. What I am saying is this. That shit's like turning a cruise ship on a dime. We can't turn that shit around as quickly as we can turn around how we deal with shit in house. If we clean up what is in our house, they have nothing to exploit. They have nothing to criminalize.
They will always try to criminalize.
But what I'm telling you though, what I'm telling you though, bro, is, I mean, listen to me. If we get our shit together, What are you gonna? I mean, they already lied. It's just gonna be more lied. I mean, you can't. I can't worry about what some white dude is gonna say about me. But what I can worry about is the protection of my daughter.
But we
what I can worry about is the protection of my neighbor's daughter.
I don't understand where you're going with that.
I understand where you're going with that then. Because like I said, if I'm worried about what the white media, how the white media is going to portray me, I'll never come out the motherfucking house.
Dude, what I'm saying is,
you can't stop that shit.
Innately, let's say you and your next door neighbor have a drug ring, but you go to jail. You and your family go to jail, but they ain't shit doing being done to them. Would you naturally just say, you know what, fuck it, I should have worried about my own family. I ain't worried about the white family next door that I was in the same drug ring with. Fuck it. That's their system. No, motherfucker. It's like Nino Brown. You coming in this motherfucker too.
I get that, man. But at the same time, when you're talking about
punishment, that's the whole thing about law enforcement. You're talking about
a criminal enterprise versus pedophilia.
What I'm saying is that's the same motherfucking thing, bro. Regardless, injustice is injustice. Regardless of what color, who does it, gender, whatever. Injustice is injustice. The largest injustice, in my opinion, and what I think from my experience, has been racism on the planet. That's, to me, the largest injustice.
It ain't even fucking close. I agree with you.
So since that's the largest injustice, let me do something. I'm going to try to be a better man, whatever, within my own community, trying to do the right thing. But as I'm doing that, putting black first, black family first, black community first, the best way I know how, whether I'm a college grad working in a bank or I'm out slanging, I'm still two black men are trying to figure this thing out in this crazy society. But I still have to look over and say, I'm fighting injustice over there that created this shit. That's still in my face, that's still doing us wrong day in, day out. I still have to keep that enemy close. I can handle business, but I gotta keep you close. I can't just discard you. I can't discard my enemy, brother. That's all I'm saying. I think we're saying the same thing.
I mean, we're saying the same thing.
I'm just saying that it's a black first, then them.
What I'm saying is this, just so I'm clear. What I'm saying is let me back up a little. Let me rewind this shit, because I don't want to repeat myself over and over. It's more important for us to establish behaviors and principles and a history that is above reproach. Because I'm gonna give you an example. Those type of things build stereotypes and beliefs, just as the way that the negative things that are saddled upon us right now have been built over generations. It may take a couple of generations to change those things. Mm. When you look at other cultures, let's just say Asians, they're not looked at as being predatory. They're not looked at as being.
I wonder criminals. Why.
But what I'm saying though is they got this shit together. We get our shit together. Two generations from now, those things don't exist. It's a process. This shit is not going to happen overnight, because white supremacy is not going to disappear. You know, this shit ain't pie in the sky.
24/7.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, I mean, you know, this shit ain't pie in the sky, but it's real fucking work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To get our shit together is real fucking work. And on top of that, what I'm trying to drive home in regards to this child molestation shit, this pedophilia shit, this toxic masculinity, the, you know, the harassment and the non-protection of black women and girls, that shit's personal to me. And what I'm saying is, if you are a black man and that shit is not a priority of yours, then you a nigger. You are what the white man loves. You are what he needs. You are exactly an agent. You are an agent of white supremacy. When you don't love your black mother, when you don't love your black wife, when you don't love your black sister, when you don't give a fuck about young girls getting molested, when you want to blame them for being fast-tailed girls instead of blaming the nigger that is actually molesting him, then you're an agent of white supremacy, brother. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that sentiment.
I'm not saying that Harvey Weinstein doesn't deserve to go to jail. I'm not saying that a case getting dropped that Ashley Judd had is not a problem. I'm not saying that's not a problem.
I didn't gather that from earlier.
What I'm saying is that our problems internally are bigger.
I agree.
Our problems within our families are bigger. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our education is a bigger issue. Our environmental circumstances are a bigger issue.
I agree.
Our underemployment is a bigger issue. Our lack of entrepreneurial pursuits are a bigger issue. The lack of people generating knowledge and art and culture is a bigger issue, because now people are taking everything that we've done historically and making it theirs. You know what I'm saying? The continuous creation of brilliance that we've shown over centuries and centuries and centuries, the lack of that coming out now is an issue. That's what I'm saying. We got to worry about what the fuck we doing and quit worrying about what the fuck these other motherfuckers are doing. Dude, I can give a fuck about Harvey Weinstein right now, because there's a brother out here right now thinking that selling $25 and $50 bags of weed is his way out. That's the motherfucking problem, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a girl out there thinking now that she has to dumb herself down to get a man, to get a mate. That's a motherfucking problem. You know what I'm saying? We're stifling talent. We're stifling spirits. We're stifling brilliance within our own community. That's a bigger motherfucking problem than whatever the fuck is going to happen to Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or any other of these motherfuckers. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when we got motherfuckers that are within arm's reach of us, like this motherfucker on Facebook, or this other dude that was on Facebook talking a whole bunch of shit, trying to be a contrarian just for being a contrarian. I'm just like, dude, you don't love black women and you're a homophobe. Congratulations. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he just really...
I'm just saying, I mean, yeah, you're at the top of your fucking class. Big fucking deal. But the issue is when you got motherfuckers out here like this, this is our challenge. This is our problem. This is our fucking priority.
And that's when we have the opportunity to speak truth to power by speaking your truth to power. And just leave it at that.
Speak your truth to power. My truth is the power to wrap my hands around some of these niggas' necks and choke the fucking life out of them, because they do not deserve to share the fucking same fucking airspace that I breathe. When you are that fucking brainwashed, when you are that much of a fucking dog ass nigga, you don't deserve to breathe. And like I said, I don't give a fuck.
I think everyone on this program knows you.
I don't give a fuck. If y'all want to get at me, get at me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because what I'm saying is fucking true. It's irrefutable, incontrovertible.
It's true. I just think it.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it deserves a slight bit of compassion when it comes to.
You know what, man? I mean every fucking thing that I say from the depths of my soul without the least equivocation.
That's fine. I'm just gonna say.
And I got a speech impediment, and I didn't fucking stutter.
Be one, but don't lose sight of the real
killers in the game. We know that shit. We already in the game.
But a lot of them don't know.
You can't progress in the game.
But you said earlier,
unless it should be innate. That's holding you back.
Right. I said some things you feel like, people don't really feel this way or know this shit.
That's what I'm saying.
And
bro.
So I'm thinking it's like, damn, innately, you know, I grew up with a sister and a mother. I got a wife. I mean, I naturally want to protect black women. But I have to understand that people didn't grow up that way or don't have that. And so,
but you also had a dad in the home too. You had a strong male role model.
Yeah,
I didn't, and I feel this way. So I'm just saying.
But you're an anomaly with that. I'm just saying, you got cats that don't hate their parents regardless or whatever. Don't have the they have disdain.
But you know what's funny though, when you talk about just we were talking about stereotypes and shit like that. One of the main stereotypes is, it's like, you know, you could be a nigga, a real nigga, but supposedly all real niggas love their mama. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? It's like, if don't nobody got their back, they mama got their back all the time. Because they ain't had no daddy at the crib.
Push come to shove, you love your mama.
Always love your mama. And I'm just saying,
I know some cats that don't.
With that being said, though, it's like, you don't love your sister the same way?
Yeah.
You don't love your auntie the same way?
Right.
You ain't gonna run up on a dude. You ain't gonna run up on a dude that's abusing your sister.
But see, that's where
I'm just saying. I mean, really. I mean, are you going? If you found out that some dude took advantage of your sister, as old as your sister is right now, what you gonna do? It's gonna be some motherfucking issues.
It's gonna be some furniture moving.
That's what I'm saying. That's my fucking point. That's my point. If that is not your first inclination, you are a fucking nigger. And I don't want you on the planet.
You can call them fuck boys, but what I'm saying is are the ones that need the therapy, is what I'm saying. So if we have the discussion of, hey, this is our problem, then we have to say, hey, you're the one with the problem. We have identified you, sir, who doesn't like your mama, hates your sister and your aunt, and calling everybody bitches and hoes, acts that way.
Right,
you're the one. You're the first candidate for therapy. So how do we deal with that? Everyone can't say fuck you. You a nigga. Fuck you. You don't exist to me. So I'm just saying everyone can't. Then they're in the same situation. They're an outcast. Somebody has to pull them aside and say, hey, man, check this out. Boom. I mean, let me drop something on you. Let me drop some jewels. Maybe you'll listen. You won't listen to me. All right. Hey, I'll introduce you to this cat. And it's somebody in the hood, on the block, in the barbershop, whatever, church, whatever your environment is, that say, you know what? Wow. And that's why I go through. I'm part of mentorship with organizations, because you got some kids, you just scratch your head. It's like, wow, this shit is different. And maybe that kid is, maybe I'm the one he'll listen to. He passed his dad, his uncles and stuff. And this little motherfucker is listening to me.
And that's a blessing.
And so that's what I'm saying.
I get that.
We can't get rid of everybody.
But these grown ass dudes though, man, I'm just saying, if you don't,
I'm
going to put to you like
this. I need therapy.
The dude that I'm real disappointed in, he older than me. I'm almost 50. So what'd that tell you? You need to go ahead and just get on off the
face. But you might need a cat. I mean, what's the saying? You know, you can't really save the old dudes. You just got to raise the kids. But if he's a friend, if you call him a friend, or if he's somebody at least you know.
Dude, this is my motherfucking ace.
If he your dude, man.
About 15, since but I was then 15 I think, years old.
Well, I hope I don't fall out with you, because goddamn.
I mean,
I'm just saying it.
After 32 years, I'm ready to cancel him.
If he your ace, you know, it's just like I had a cat that I've known for years, and he in his later years, he's gay, right? So what do I say? Well, I say personally,
and being gay is not a fucking crime. What do you say?
No, what I'm saying is it's a different lifestyle or a different ideology than me. So this guy has a different ideology than you. So I'm just saying it's two polar opposites. I could be like, oh shit, fuck that gay dude. You know what I'm saying? Right. What you gay? I can name shame him, or I can just say, okay, you know what? For whatever happens,
you can't shame anybody for being gay. You come off as a homophobe. there is no shame in being. How are you gonna shame somebody for being what they are? That shit is. I mean, we are. And I ain't trying to go off on a motherfucking tangent, but I'm just saying.
No, what I'm saying
is, you can't shame anybody for me. I mean,
all right. So the theme of this is judgmental, and that's what I'm saying. So either someone can judge people based on their lifestyle and their ideologies, and so in this case, you're judging them because
only dead people are judgment free, and even at that point, people are still judging.
I'm just saying, it all this comes down to be careful who we really judge. On top of that, you can think how you want, whatever, but it's a lot of people who really need some, and you got a lot of stubborn folks to be like, nah, dude, fuck these women out here. And I'm like, okay, I can't fuck with you then. If you got that attitude, and I'm trying to have a constructive conversation with you or whatever, and you still in your mindset, I'm going to go right, you go left, peace be unto you, brother. But other than that, I'm just going to say, that's that cat. I ain't got nothing to deal with them, and just keep it moving. But if it's somebody that you feel like you really can save and give some type of therapy just doesn't mean like going sitting on a couch with a psychiatrist. It's G-checking the brother and saying, yo, nigga, what you thinking is really fucked up. After having a dialogue and you really see somebody's like, dude, I disagree and here's why. And you might can talk sense. Boom.
This is why I have a podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
This is why we here. Because, you know, under ordinary circumstances, niggas ain't listening.
Right. Because essentially, this is therapy.
Well, man, let me tell you. I'm just saying, and I just want to repeat it because, you know, we're going to wrap it up, man, in a sec. You know, if you're defending this cat, you know, because like I said, I mean, we don't have, at this particular point, there's no need to run down the litany of things that this motherfucker did. I mean, that's not even the purpose of the show.
Yeah.
The purpose of the show is to have motherfuckers think like, man, my first order of business should be protecting black women and young girls. That should be the first order of business.
Yeah, we agree.
And you know, what's fucked up, and I didn't really want to touch on this because I really want to leave strong-minded black women to check these sisters that are out there supporting this dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's kind of, I want to leave that shit up to them because I'm not a woman. But there's some issues that do exist that need to be talked, that need to be talked about. And I really, really hope that there are some strong enough, like-minded women, like, you know, that have the same type of, you know, code theory that we have that address that shit too. But at the end of the day, if we're really going to build a strong nation, man, we have to deal with motherfuckers like R. Kelly in-house first and not really worry about what's going on outside. Keep an eye on it. Keep a third eye on it. I understand it, and I agree with that.
And may I add real quick, and let us not wait until our white counterparts and white media to tell us when to have those conversations and to be serious about it. This should be something, and I use the word innately before, but it should be something that regardless of who tells us, we should already know this shit.
Dream Hampton's black though, bro.
Huh?
Dream Hampton's black. She's the one that executive produced the show.
And on what network?
It was on Lifetime.
I
know it's a white network.
Owned by Disney.
But what I'm saying though is that it was a black woman that pushed the narrative.
Of course. You always gonna put a black face to push certain things. For black, so.
That's, but nonetheless, man, we're gonna leave it right there, man, because I think that I don't even know what my nigga tally is for the day.
Nigga, you in debt?
I'm probably in debt, man. Oh, yeah, so there
you about to make a nice contribution.
I'm gonna have to ease up for the rest of the year.
So, you in it, nigga?
You know, so we are. But because that's just how I feel, bro.
And no doubt.
I'm a brother with a speech impediment. and I didn't even stutter, so you know that I'm real with that shit for real. So niggas, y'all need to get your shit together. And again, I'll say it for the 100th time, man. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas think, man. Because I hate y'all, man. I mean, I really do. I hate y'all niggas, man. If you a nigga, I hate you. I hate you, man. Because you fucking it up for everybody. You fucking it up for everybody.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I mean, this episode right here lives the name.
It's the antithesis.
It's really, yeah. It is the could thesis, be wrong, yeah. But Fresh doubts it, goddammit.
Yeah, hey.
He doubts it on this one.
I seriously doubt it. And like I said, I'm telling you. I fully expect the text line to blow up, especially from the no good niggas. So no good niggas, you can reach me at 704-946-6060. Go ahead and let me know how much of a pedophile, rapist, supporting ass nigga you are by hitting me up so I can put your ass on blast. I'll put your phone number out there too, so you might want to be careful. So 704-946-6060, hit us up. Tell us what you think of the show. You know, white people, you already know where I stand, man. Just stay the fuck out the way. You know what I'm saying? Just stay the fuck out the way. We're going to handle our business. Y'all handle y'all's. So, 704-946-6060, 704-946-6060. Hit the brother up, man. Let's have some dialogue, man, and let's figure out how we can fix our house. If we don't fix our house, we're not going any fucking where. So that's what it is, man.
Be good, be safe, and behave, man.
We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.